Of course, the countries respective sovereignty, and each country has its own rules, and it is up to specific countries to determine who is a guest that can be admitted and who is not. And for us who have always been human rights defenders, we welcome sanctions against those involved in human rights violations and corruption and the like. I, however, hope that the State Department that issued the sanctions, particularly against those alleged to be involved in the corruption, have got sufficient evidence to pin them.
This follows the sanctions from the United Kingdom a short while ago. Is corruption a big issue, especially that as now that involves the Speaker of Parliament?
Definitely, corruption has been a very huge issue in our country, and it has not spared any of the arms of government. And as I've said, as long as there is evidence, we will come sanctions against those involved in corruption.
And is the Uganda government itself doing enough to fight corruption?
As you may have read in the various media, the government of Uganda, yes, has institutions to fight corruption, but the feeling among the majority is that they only target the small fish and leave the big fish to swim and continue involving themselves in the corrupt practices. Would actually want the American government and other governments to widen the net and go for the big fish involved in the corruption, be it in the executive, in the legislature, and the judiciary, because the corruption is a cancer. And would also want it to go and widen the net against those involved in the violation of our people's human rights, unlawful detentions, arbitrary killings, and the like. And we believe that maybe in the long run, those engaged in the violation of human rights and those engaged in the brunt at theft of public resources will find nowhere to hide.